invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Welcome to the program. Today's story is entitled The Stone in the Road. There was once a very rich man who lived in a beautiful castle near a village. He loved the people who lived in the village, and he tried to help them every day. He planted beautiful trees near their houses and made picnics for their children. And every Christmas, he gave them a Christmas tree. But the people did not like to work. They were very unhappy, because they too could not be rich, like their friend in the castle. One day, the rich man got up very early in the morning and placed a large stone in the road which led past his house. Then he hid himself behind the hedge and waited to see what would happen. By and by, a poor man came along driving a cow. He scolded because the stone lay in his path. But he walked around it and then went on his way. Then a farmer came on his way to the mill. He complained too because the stone was there, but he too drove around it and went on his way. So the day passed. Everyone who came by scolded because the stone lay in the road, but no one touched it. At last, just at nightfall, the miller's boy came past. He was a hard-working fellow and was very tired because he had been busy since early morning at the mill. But he said to himself, "Ooh, it's almost dark. Somebody may fall over this stone in the night and perhaps be badly hurt. I'll move it out of the way." So he tugged at the heavy stone. It was hard to move, but he pulled and pushed and lifted until at last he moved it from its place. To his surprise, he found a bag lying underneath. He lifted the bag. It was very heavy, for it was filled with gold. Upon it was written, "This gold belongs to the one who moves the stone." The miller's boy went home with a happy heart, and the rich man went back to his castle. He was glad, indeed, that he had found someone who was not afraid to do the hard things. SOH Network warmly acknowledges all the many hearts and hands that grant us the privilege of sharing these wonderful stories from days gone by with our loyal listeners on Ancient Tales of Wisdom. Today's story is sourced from For the Children's Hour and is written by Carolyn S. Bailey. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.